Previously on Algoa FM.
So we finally got him in the studio. Very, very happy to announce the arrival of Drom van Tonder, who is the operational chief of Styles in George. Drom, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Such a pleasure, my man. Such a pleasure. Now, listen, I want to get straight into it today. We don't have much time together. First question I want to head your way. As a well-known business and brand in Algoa country, can you share some of the history and heritage of Styles George with us?
Well, many years ago, well, in the year 2000, Etienne Hubert, which was, he was the founder of a company, since passed about a year ago. Okay. He had a crazy idea to start an upmarket tile shop in the town of George. Now, 24 years ago, the town of George is vastly different from what it is now. So I say a crazy idea because it was similar to, I would say, opening a Ferrari dealership in the town of Prince Albert today.
So, nice analogy. All right, carry on.
So he had this idea, and he teamed up with his son, Steve Hubert, who had just come from London, working in Harrods, had a good understanding of customer service and the retail industry, and they started the style shop with dedicated staff who are like family today and are still there, and yeah, just put their heads down and worked, and here we are today, 12 branches later, and yeah, we've grown tremendously. We're very happy and very, very grateful for what him and Stevie has done. Yeah.
Well done. Now, what is the one thing that stands out about your company that we may not know about?
Well, as we're growing, I think a lot of people think that we're turning into this corporate company, which we are not. We're still very family orientated. You know, we open in a small community, say, for instance, like Rustenburg, and we ask the question, who's the head boy in town? Who's the guy that's at every rugby match? Who's the mom that's at every hockey match? Let's pull these people in, and we make them the jockeys to run with our horse.
That's cool.
In this town. So as it is now in the company, we've got 5 married couples.
Okay.
We've got 9 family members, being it cousins, kids, brothers, sisters. Everybody's always working together. So we welcome that family environment, and we back one another.
That is really, really cool, Drom. Really cool. Now, in terms of community that you serve, what do you do to give back to the community?
Well, like I said, again, opening in a small town, you'll see our name on a primary school rugby jersey. Wherever we go, we always try and sponsor a school, whether it be a hockey jersey or something that we do for the schools in the area. We do get calls to retail bathrooms, help out where we can. I know we're busy with Oatsbring High School
now.
So we got a call yesterday. We're working on that. So always involved in the community and the schools in that way. We also work with NGOs, like it's a company called Empower.
Okay.
And they've got a beautiful thing that they do. They go into a community and they identify what they call champions.
Okay.
So they'll see there's a lady who's opened a creche because there's a need for a creche, and she's doing it for free. So all the mothers, single moms or people that are struggling, they drop their kids off with her and they look after them. And we'll tile her whatever she needs. If she needs a geezer, we'll bounce in. So Empower will contact us and say, okay, we need to help this champion. This guy is looking after kids that come from broken homes. Let's retile a bathroom. Let's do the lounge over, whatever. And we're always involved with them. And a couple of other people that we've identified.
That's really, really nice. But it's just a good way to go about things.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, we believe in growing community. We sponsored a rugby team a couple of years back, and it was actually a beautiful thing. One of our staff managed this team once a month.
Okay.
He'd take the team, he'd identify an old person in the community, and they'd go and clean the garden and clean the house. So it's small things that you do to show that you care. I think it makes a big difference.
That makes a heck of a difference. I love that. I love that. Now, do you have any like special in-house traditions or notable stories you can share with us?
You know, a while back when we turned 20 years old, we went to the George Botanical Garden for our year-end function, and we planted 20 trees there.
Okay.
So this is something that's now grown. Every year we want to go back. So this year we're going back, and we're going to go plant 24 trees.
Okay.
So we're 24 years old.
Yeah.
So we go back. And I think the lesson that we learn here is that, you know, we teach our staff that the trees we plant today, their kids will sit under one day. And if we carry on and if we do this all around the country, if the guys in Rustenburg and Pretoria and all the other branches do this, we'll have a forest. You know, and so that's just, it's something we do, and we want to carry forward and carry on doing that.
I'm loving all the things that I'm hearing, really and truly. Now, Styles George has long been a long association with Algoa FM. We know this. How has that benefited your business?
Well, our clients come back to us. The first time we were on radio, they all came back and said, "Wow, we can hear you on the radio."
Okay.
It's like they've also felt proud because they've also helped us build our business to what it is today. And it's like a benchmark. You know, you're on radio now. You've made it. You've done well. You've grown.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest success stories within our marketing division is this annoying ad that we had. Styles, miles, tiles.
I love it.
Miles. And yeah, so many people just drove them mad. And they came into the shop to see what all these styles and miles and Stevie styles. And so yeah, just to meet the guy behind this crazy idea. And yeah, it's worked for us very, very well.
Styles with an eye.
Yes, yeah. That's it. Yeah.
It's rubbed off for me as well.
Okay.
It's rubbed off for me as well. Anything you'd like to say before we bid you adieu? But come on.
I think as we continue to grow, you know, our customers can know this, that our focus is on product development, creating our own products that are exclusive to us. That's what we're focusing on now, so that we can control production from factories, so that we can always have the right product at the right time, at the right price. We believe that this is the key to customer service, and that's where we are. We're going flat out to get that done.
Okay.
100%.
Well, listen, it's been an absolute honor having you, and I really enjoyed some of the things you said, and we wish you the best of luck, and not that you need it, you guys are really doing well.
Yeah.
And an honor to have you on the show, sir.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerome.
Thank you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.